Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Broads, today's episode is sponsored by Pretty Litter. My feeling about pets is that they should be snuggled, but not smelled. If you've got pets at home, then you know, as cute as they are, sometimes they can be a little stinky, especially if you have cats that use a litter box.
No, to me, that is really the only bad part about cats. It's the smell of the litter box. It's usually really gross, but we switched our cat's litter over to Pretty Litter pretty much right when we got them, and ever since then there's zero smell in the house, and it's amazing.
That's because Pretty Litter is made with a lightweight, ultra-absorbent, long-lasting formula that traps odors instantly and lasts up to a month. If you've got cats at home, you need to give Pretty Litter a try.
Pretty Litter works for me for trapping odors, not clumping, and it gives me peace of mind, and that's why I love it. And you and your cat will love it too. So go to prettylitter.com and use code CHATTY to save 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, code CHATTY to save 20%. prettylitter.com/CHATTY.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hi, broads.
It's time for that pop culture broads, broads, pop culture
pop
broads.
Pop broads. Pop broads. Pop I like broads. That.
It's like, sounds it like sounds pop like rocks. Yeah, I hear that little like in the background.
Ray doing his ASMR.
Yes.
Some people said they hated that.
I think, you know, if noise, it? No, not at all. But like the sound of eating doesn't
but
upset me.
Pop rocks
me.
Is just like... It's just I like know, a sizzling.
I liked it. It sounded like there was something cooking on a nice fire.
Ooh, I like that. You're like it's giving campfire. When are you going camping?
I didn't sorry know not that to I attack had,
you.
I didn't know that I had a
you
date.
You said you were going to try camping this year. When are you going to do it?
Okay, I got to get a date on the books. Do you know what I did do, though?
What'd you do?
You're going to be so proud of me.
What'd you do?
I officially, when this comes out, because we're recording this a few days before, when
so
this comes out, I will have started my official powerlifting journey.
Wow.
Yes. I'm starting to train 3 days a week.
3 days a week?
3 days a week. I met with the trainer a couple days ago, and she's got me all like dialed in, and I'm starting
hell
to
yeah
prep. And I was like, okay, we're going to start this.
You're going to like it. It's fun.
The year of new. And I just need to get I need an exercise routine that's going to keep me enticed, and I feel like seeing myself being able to lift more and more, like I can see a number going up. And also the other day Ember was like talking about how strong daddy is, and I'm like, I want that little girl to be like, oh, yeah, my mom is so strong, yeah, and I just want to get jacked.
Yeah, honestly, I think you're gonna like it because it's really individual. I haven't done it in several months. After I got sick, I was like to everything I was doing working out wise, but it's like really individual, and it's just like it's just kind of meditative, and you just kind of like flow through it, and you just kind of get in the zone, which I think is like just healthy.
I'm ready for that. And I'm ready for to have someone like motivate me, because I always try to do things by myself, so it doesn't last very long.
Yeah, totally.
And I found a trainer who's like super positive and exciting, because I need that. I don't
is
need
it a girl
someone,
or guy?
A girl. I don't need someone screaming at me and telling me to like, get off the floor. I just went in and I'm like, just imagine me as just a little ball of clay. I know nothing about anything involving working out. So you can really just mold me from that clay. So her first thing that she told me is she gave me a link to buy a gallon water jug. And she's like, you need to drink a gallon of this every day. So I'm like, that's also helpful. So thank you so much.
Also, electrolytes helps with water.
Okay.
You should get like if you don't have enough liquid IV already in your house, you should get more. Because
I think I've had most of it, to be honest. But I'm like, look at this woman already. She literally looked at me and she goes, okay, so here's the thing. You're going to need to start drinking water. And she said it to me.
Had you told her?
No. She said it to me like...
Wait, you... So she knew. She was like seeing you.
I guess she just saw me and she's like, this bitch is dehydrated.
To be honest, I guess most people are. So she's like...
Maybe. Yeah. So she's like, I can read all over this girl that she is completely dehydrated. So I'm going to let you know you need to drink. And my response to her was very embarrassing. I was like, I know. I'm so bad at it. But you know, I've been trying to get better. And she kind of looked at me like, huh? And I'm like, oh... You haven't been watching my stories. I just assumed when she said it to me, like she knew, and it was a very uncomfortable moment. I'm like, oh, you're not a fan? Oh, okay.
You don't know who I am.
So I'll try to start doing some Insta stories.
Your little clasps are showing on your necklaces.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which is a reminder to watch us on the YouTube so you can see Jess's fucked up clasps. Your other one's kind of messed up too.
Oh my God.
You know, a queen fixes other queens' crowns.
I do appreciate that.
There we go. There we go. Thank you. I had a moment where I was like, should I sabotage her and not mention it so she looks dumb?
Everyone's gonna be like, what an idiot with her clasps showing. Wow, she's so not put together.
So
but I appreciate that. Yeah, watch on the YouTube and subscribe.
Ding ding. You chatty broads everywhere. That's funny.
Yeah,
so. I do that sometimes where someone will like bring up something and I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, exactly. Even friends, you know, and then I say something and then you could tell they're, and I'm like, I didn't, you know, I'm like, that's always weird. You're like, I don't want to assume you like know what's going on in my life because you listen to the podcast or watch my stories. But like, I just got the vibe for a second that you did. So I was running with that and
it
you
can,
don't.
It can be a bit of a humbling moment when you're with friends and you kind of write it off. Like you just assume that they listen.
Or I'll be telling about something that I've talked about on like the podcast or on my stories. And then I can tell that they know they've heard me talk about it, but then they're not saying anything. And then I'm sort of like, okay, well, like, just, you know,
speak up. If I had heard someone talking about something on the podcast, even if they're one of my best friends, I don't want to feel weird and be like, well, I already know because I listen to you always before I sleep.
One of my friends, I know she listens. Oh, and then that's awkward though too, because one of my friends, I know she listens. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, we were talking about this on the pod. And she's like, oh, like I'm not caught up, you know? And then I'm like, did you stop listening?
Is there a reason you stop?
Did you stop with our content?
Now I feel insecure.
Has the quality been going down?
Damn it.
Yeah. So that's a funny thing to navigate.
Well, here's the deal, broads. We're pop rocks today. We're pop broads.
Yeah.
We're pop rockin' broads. And on top of all that, we have a special guest in the studio that actually doesn't have a camera on. And we're going to have to fix this for next time.
Lee doesn't want to be on camera. He doesn't like being on camera.
Okay. Lee, hello.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to give a disclaimer for Lee's sake that Lee's not like a third guest in the studio. Lee's like a half guest. But I think he'll appreciate that because I don't think he wants to take center stage as the third to the broad.
Lee is our video editor extraordinaire, helps with production. Yeah. We love him. And so he's always behind the scenes of all of these episodes. And so we're like, will you just sit in with us?
He also produced Gray and I's Patreon content. And occasionally you would hear him like yelling or whispering in the background. You know, you can kind of hear that. But now we have a mic on him so they can help.
Yeah. Long time listener. First time calling.
And he's also our fact checker, sort of, too.
We're like, Lee, we're going to be talking about pop culture, so we need you in here to let us know if we're saying things completely off base and to do a quick little check for us.
And also, also, you don't feel like you have to be on. We'll just call you in when we need you.
Perfect. Yeah. The pressure is low.
The pressure is low. Okay. So today we're talking about pop culture stuff.
Yes. It's been a minute since we just talked just pop culture. We were doing that for a while.
I know. Here are some things that people wanted us to talk about that I can't talk about at all. So I just want to, because I don't know about them.
Oh, okay. But I thought you were like, there's like, you have like a no-fly list. I wasn't aware. There are these, you know, signed Jessica, the things I can't talk about. Wink, wink.
No. There are things I can't talk about because in the time that people were saying this morning, giving ideas, I don't. Okay, I'll just say it.
Yeah, throw them out.
The Bachelor. Have you been watching it at all?
No, I have not.
Yeah, no. I've occasionally watched with Gray.
I hear them talking about it because of the podcast.
I'm like,
I have an idea, but I
blonde.
Have... When they're referring to people, I'm like, I haven't seen any of these humans, so I'm so not
sure. You literally
sure.
haven't watched any scenes with Evan?
Zero.
Okay, I've watched some, so I sort of like know what's up. I don't even know much about Clayton. But yeah, no. So sorry, we can't talk about that. Another thing everyone was asking about is Love is Blind second season, which have you watched it?
No, I haven't started it. Listen, you know, when we decided to not recap The Bachelor, I just have not been watching any reality TV, I would say, except for Real Housewives. That's the only thing.
Real Housewives have you been watching?
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Really? Is it good? Yes,
it's actually a very good season.
See, everyone's been saying, like, you know, like Kelly on her social media.
I thought the season before was not good at all. This season, there's some new characters and Heather's back. It's been dynamic. So I've been watching that. But other than that, I'm like, your girl's just been like deep in a euphoria hole.
I know. That's the other thing everyone wants us to talk about, but I haven't finished it.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, we can talk about the idea and the concepts and our thoughts on.
Also, I don't want to contribute to the spoilers because every goddamn meme on my explore page or on people's stories, I'm like, nee! I see one of their faces and I just go by all quick.
skip. Yeah, no, I would never throw a spoiler in your direction.
But why don't you say what you said earlier about like how, about the last couple episodes?
I'm going to say this first and foremost. I am very late to the Euphoria train. Mm. I just started watching it a couple weeks ago. I just didn't have really any interest in watching. I saw the fashion and I think Zendaya is always fantastic, but I just hadn't watched it. Watched the first couple episodes and I'm like, wow, I don't know how I feel about this. This is really intense. Uh-huh. Cut to me like episode 4 and I'm like, there has never been a better show in the history of the planet.
I don't know when season 1 came out, but I watched it right when season 1 came out, and then I rewatched season 1 again with Gray. Oh my god, it came out in 2019.
I know,
that's, so I watched it back in 2019.
Okay, wow, so you long time. And then there was that huge break because of COVID.
And that's the thing, when Gray and I watched it together, rewatched the first season, I literally didn't remember like any of it. And I was like, oh fuck, what's gonna happen? He's like, didn't you watch this? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been literal years ago. Uh-huh. Literal years.
Yeah. So
I was like, this show is,
seems like it's way hotter second season. Like, I mean, when I was looking at followings of people from the show, like it seemed like they quadrupled after the second season. Like second season caught wind for some reason in a way that season one didn't.
I think a lot of people were like me, like they'd been seeing so many things on social media about it that then you're like, okay, I guess I'll watch this this first
but season one was so good.
So good.
And so I don't really know why new people started watching when maybe they just did way more they probably just put way more money into promo or something after the first season.
Probably. But I mean, everything, the music is unbelievable. Not me just that's all I'm listening to in my car when I'm driving and I feel like I'm in it and I'm just like, you know, I'm starting to have a little bit of a panic attack and I turn on Euphoria. I'm like, I can get through this.
The mania starts to rise.
I'm just like, and all of a sudden I just have glitter everywhere and I'm just doing every drug. I'm just like, this is what the point of it was, right? Right? Losing my shit. But this was my thing. So the last two episodes, I will not spoil them for you, but seeing a lot of criticism online about the last two episodes, people not liking them.
I'm gonna try to finish it before we talk next, before next week, so I can dissect it,
because I
want to do that.
I was angered by the negative reactions online. People, I think what people wanted was they wanted more storylines tied up and they wanted more drama.
Well, but season three, they already got renewed for season three.
Yes, it's not coming out for a long time though.
Really?
Yeah, I think like 2024, I think I saw.
No. 2024?
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought it was like once a year.
It's brutal. That's what I imagined too. I'm like, you guys aren't filming it right now? Get it out now. Be like, take a note from The Bachelor and just start cranking out seasons of Euphoria. Okay, Broads, interrupting the Euphoria chat for a second to talk about something else that I love, comfort. Okay, comfort is absolutely key in anything you're putting on your body, but especially when it comes to the undies. There's nothing more important than comfort when it comes to the undies. Of course, if they're also cute, soft, and have an amazing fit, that's even better. And if you've got MeUndies on, then check, check, and check. My MeUndies are hands down my favorite pair of underwear. Okay, I'm wearing them right now. I rarely don't have them on. When I don't have them on, I grieve because they are the softest, most comfy thing in the world. If you don't have them, you're missing out.
I think it only makes sense to tell y'all how comfortable they are. Because MeUndies are made from a 100% cotton or modal, so basically the two softest, most breathable. I don't know if it's Modal or Modal. I don't know. But either way, they're the two softest, most breathable fabrics of all time. And they're available in sizes extra small all the way up to 4XL. And they also have 7 different cuts and styles available. 7. I didn't even know that underwear came in 7 different cuts. So they have something for everyone. I've been loving the Feel Free Boy short. It's very cute. It's the perfect pair to lounge around the house in. And so, anyway, after you find the cuts that you want, then comes the fun part. You decide on the colors and the patterns. They offer so many different options, from neutral classics to wild and crazy patterns that you can also match with your partner or friend with, which is cute. So whatever you're into, there is a pair for you.
MeUndies promises if you're not comfortable with any product for any reason, you can return your order for a full refund within 45 days. And MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. Oh, and if you love MeUndies as much as we do, sign up for the MeUndies membership to save money on each order and get a fresh pair each month. I love getting a fresh pair of MeUndies delivered to my door every month. I'm obsessed. They're the best.
To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/chatty. That's MeUndies.com/chatty.
Okay, so there are a lot of skincare lines out there, right? And so many of them, they promise these insane, miraculous results that we know we've purchased some of these things. We're guilty of it. We know that they don't work. Right? At least the way that they say they're going to. So when you're looking for a product, what should you look for in a skincare line? I found that you look for a great track record and you look for a company that uses the ingredients that have tried and true results. And let me tell you what, that is Osea in a nutshell. I have never come across a skincare line that I love more. They are all I use now and they're incredible.
Time and time again, I find myself going back to Osea products, especially their body oil. I have not found another brand that makes a body oil like it. I have not. For over 25 years, Osea has been making clean and effective products for your face and skin. And after all that time, it's pretty safe to say that they know what works.
I am not exaggerating one bit when I tell you every single product I've tried from Osea has been game-changing. Their cleansers are award-winning. Their serums are pure luxury, and their face moisturizers literally leave your skin glowing. And like Beckett was saying, hello, their body oil. It gives your skin the most amazing moisture without feeling sticky or greasy. I put it on every single night before bed, and honestly, my skin has never looked better.
Find your new skincare favorites at oseamalibu.com. That's oseamalibu.com. So like Sea like the ocean, Malibu.com. But when you go there, you can get a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order with promo code chatty at oseamalibu.com. You're going to get free samples with every order, which is pretty cool. And orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. So go to oseamalibu.com and use code chatty.
It is kind of with like seasons, it is kind of funny, like TV drama seasons, it is kind of crazy how fast time does move though. When you get the next season, you're like, wait, it was a whole year since the last season came out. Like, did you ever watch Sex Education?
I started to watch it and I really liked it. I need to get back into it.
Because that's a palate cleanser after Euphoria. It's like the light, happy version of Euphoria.
I really liked it a lot. And then I got distracted by Ozark because Evan was watching that. And he's like, watch this with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get hot back onto Sex Education.
Because, there was like a year in between each season and I was always like, whoa,
yeah,
it happens fast.
Yeah, and it can get weird too, because like I know for Ozark, this most recent season, they cut it in half. They had a part one season release and then they're doing a part two season release, and I heard that that's they could be like nominated for both years, which is so annoying because then you're just waiting for the second half. You're like, come on, like just put it all out.
Off topic, but do you think that, I don't know why I just thought of this, do you think the second season of Squid Games will be good?
That is, it's so much pressure.
Right?
It's so much pressure.
It's like, how can you, like, the concept is, it's been done. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the shock of it.
I feel like it's going to get stupid when he's, like, trying to stop shit and it's just going to be like new crazy games.
I feel like it's going to have to be, even though I will stick because I want to see what every game is. they're going to have a crazy twist in it.
You wonder with these shows, like, because, you know, there's all this potential, like, backstory, but you're like, no, what's the deal with these guys in the gold masks? But, like, you wonder when they make these first seasons if there is any thought behind it. Like, remember the series Lost?
Oh, yeah.
Where they remember had how no you're idea like, where it was oh, going. Wait, you guys don't know where this is going either. Like, you just did that to do that.
Yeah, the writer's room just has to be panicking. They're like, oh, fuck, it got renewed. So now we have to figure out what this whole thing is actually supposed to be about. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested with Squid Game. But
did you watch Westworld?
I didn't watch Westworld.
Westworld season one, a masterpiece among masterpieces.
Okay.
You'd fucking love it because there's so many shows to watch, you know. I get it. People always want me to watch things. But the thing about Westworld is the whole first season is sort of like this philosophical debate about like what makes us human. But the way that it's done is obviously fun as fuck because the concept is all these robots who are exactly like real people in a Western world where you can go on vacation for 2 weeks, all these people regenerate with their storylines at the end of the 2 weeks. But you could go into that world, Jess, and be like, I am going to be like an outlaw. I'm going to go rob banks. I'm going to shoot people. I'm going to go to the brothel in the saloon. Like,
that's my literal dream.
It's everyone's dream.
That's unbelievable. I didn't actually really know the premise.
Yeah, so that's the premise. And so you can go into this expansive world. Like I said, you can be an outlaw. And some people like will stay for months, you know, and get immersed and like fall in love. And yeah. And in the game, you can't die. Like your guns can shoot other people, but like you don't die.
Okay.
You can't die. It's just like bullets that can kill these robot things. But then at the end of each like session, you know, like 2 weeks or whatever, everything gets regenerated, people come back. But then what starts to happen is that they've advanced these robots so much and they created like this new basically memory thing so that if they have like they could have memories from their backstory so that like it makes them a more dynamic, more like three-dimensional character.
Okay.
But then the problem is that like there's kind of a glitch, or is it a glitch? Is the programmer, the creator who is dead now, like, is he really dead? Did he do this on purpose so that they would rebel? Now they're starting to like form memories and like grudges and like they can remember and their trauma is so real.
Oh my God, that's of like horrifying.
Things that have happened to them.
Yes.
Yeah. And then so the sentience starts really becoming a real thing. And so, yeah, it is so good.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me.
It's so good. But then they did more seasons. And like after season one, which was like such a masterpiece.
I love a show like that I can watch with Evan and pause every 15 minutes and get into like a whole intense conversation about. Because then it's like, okay, what would you do in this situation?
Dude, it's
the best.
So good. And there are some pretty intense like plot twists. And you're like, holy fuck, what's going on?
Okay. Well,
anyway,
with Euphoria, I'm just saying the last two episodes, everybody was like, oh my gosh, why was there not more drama? You left us on all these cliffhangers with this, and that, which I get. Of course, we like resolution, but they were art. They were stunning. Mm. It was such interesting television and so like dynamic and layered. And I cried through both episodes the entire time. And I was getting messages because I posted about it on Instagram and people were like, how can you watch this show with your, you know, like when with your mental health stuff? Like, doesn't it bring you like really down? Which I totally get. I think sometimes, you know, because Rue, the main character, right, is bipolar. So there's these sometimes when you watch, like I know for myself when I'll watch shows or whatever and like the character is like struggling and like also has bipolar, if someone is an addict and they're watching a show like that, but for some reason this show, it's almost a little bit like it's so heavy, but there's also this kind of release in watching it a little bit.
Cathartic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also like I mean, I think that the show is so well done too, that like these descriptions of like depressive states and all of that are just like so tangible. It's just
the acting is unbelievable.
The casting is also so good. And I also like that they look like teenagers.
Yes. this was another moment after watching the finale when I had chills all over my body and I was crying. Evan hasn't been watching it with me, so I was shouting at him. I was like, this cast is the generation coming. Like, they are incredible. And I was like looking up, you know, on Instagram. Oh, yeah. And it was just like,
Instagrams are popping.
They are
bro.
Unbelievable. And like, this is the youth. I was very, very caught up in it.
Who's your favorite character? Do you have like a by far favorite character?
I mean, I love Rue. I love Zendaya. Yeah. I can't. She's just everything about her on the show. I rewatch all of her scenes. But
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Nate. I am.
Yeah.
And I know he's, but I don't know. Like, there is something about Nate that is like, it's going to be like, and I also watched the rest of the second season, but I'm halfway through the second season. But like, and everyone's going to be like, what the fuck, you psychopath? But there's something about Nate where I'm like, I get it. Like, there's something about him where I get it. It's like, it's very extreme, but like also just like the shit with his dad, and just like there's that one scene where he's just like he's just like totally losing it in his bedroom, like with his dad. Uh-huh. And he's just like trying, and I guess what I mean when I say get it is just like he's trying to keep his grip on his control so hard, mm-hmm. to try to like keep it together, and like he can't, and he has this like this anger, this frustration, this like deep impenetrable emotion, because he will never be able to keep, mm-hmm. his grip on his control in his life.
I think one of the reasons I love the show so much is that every character, for the most part, they're doing like really shitty, terrible things.
Yeah. But you get where
But then the show shows you behind the curtain what's like, going on. Oh. And I like how the way that the show doesn't show you right off the bat.
Right.
That it's like you slowly see the curtain pulled behind. So like, it's one of those shows truly where when you say who's your favorite, I'm like, I'm obsessed with all of them.
What's so funny is it is a completely different show, but Sex Education, I would say that I said the same thing about it, where I was like, dude, I feel like compassion for every character, even though like sometimes I hate them.
Yes.
But then I like can't hate them because then I know their story, mm-hmm. and it does like the same kind of like reveal. It's a completely different show, but yeah. But if Euphoria is too dark for you, I recommend Sex Education.
There you go.
It's awesome.
There you go.
But yeah, there's something that the Nate and his dad dynamic are like so just like powerful, I think, also because they're so easy to hate, mm-hmm. but like they're like his dad's storyline was so sad, like,
and when you have the flashback episode with the dad,
it's just like so sad, and like I just feel like I've been having so much more compassion for these people that are like the ones that are so easy to hate, and like the people that are easiest to hate, you're just sort of like, dude, what's going on, mm-hmm. with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Highly recommend.
I love them.
If you're able to take something that's very, very dark and heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's very extreme too.
Yes.
So anyway, so the other thing is I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with Euphoria, because the other thing that I've been watching religiously is the Kanye West documentary series on Netflix. It is everything to me right now.
It's an unbelievable series. Like, regardless of what your thoughts are on Kanye,
put that all aside.
The series is unbelievable.
And that's the thing too. It's like, never mind. I can't.
You're like, someone hold me back.
It's out of control. Well, it's also like, you know, when you say regardless of what you think of Kanye, it's like usually what you think about Kanye was like manufactured by him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And just like just watching like how he came to be and how like determined and magical and spiritual that journey is, and like the way that it goes is just, it's the birth of a star, and it's unlike anything.
The bros talked about this on their last episode, but when Evan and I were watching it, one of the first things that I walked away from was the scene where they talk about like Donda, Kanye's mom, saying like, I always knew this was your life purpose. And I was just sitting there and I was like, what is my life purpose? And I was like trying to be like really reflective about it because of the documentary where I'm like, do I have a life purpose?
Well, do you? And I was kind of like, I was actually really reflecting on this last night and I was sort of thinking like, and I would be interested to know your opinion. Like, I don't think everyone like has that in the way that I think there are like, I think there are certain people and certain stars for whatever reason. It's yeah. like they are here on this earth to do their thing.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that too?
I agree. I don't think that everyone is here. I don't think everyone here has necessarily a life purpose that's going to affect numerous people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
you know, yeah. I think that maybe a life purpose might be like what you need to do on this planet that will bring you joy and satiate, you know, your passions and your, you know, yeah. excitement for life and whatever. But that might just be very singular.
Some people are, but it's like some, and I felt this just watching the documentary. It's like some people are, though, are just like magic. Mm-hmm. And they,
the it factor.
They're magic. And, uh-huh. and what I just felt like with him is that he is just, he's just always just like looking into the future of like, what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And you just see that like in this, it just is everything to yeah. me.
No, you can sense it. I mean, honest to God, it's like when I watched Temptation Island for the first time and I saw Mark Wahlberg and I'm like, this guy's got it. But then you meet him in person and you're like, you are magical. Oh, like it screams from people. Like, and again, it's those people can then sometimes become very controversial, like a Trisha Paytas. But like, you cannot deny that whatever Trisha Paytas had, it was
something different,
was leaping off the screen.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's star power. But yeah, the stuff with his mom too, I think that it's so special to watch because I think it just also speaks to the person who was most important to him in his life, believed in him more than anyone. Like she is like just feeding him lines back to him off it. She's like, oh, I like this. I see what you're doing, something special, Kanye. And she's just always like number one fan.
Tear factory. I was like, all I want is to be this for Ember,
dude. Yeah, it's like, I know as a parent it hits different because you're like, whoa, like to be an unconditional sport, like support and cheerleader for your kid. Yeah, and while also imparting wisdom, because you do see parents that are like number one cheerleader, number one fan, and you're like, your child is a nightmare and delusional.
Yeah, you're like, no, you need to be honest with your kid. You need to let your child know, you know, when.
And she had a moment. I can't remember, like, the things she was saying to him was just basically, like, keep your head screwed on straight. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if she's being, like, that wise mother figure while hyping him up to the max. Mm-hmm. So cool. She was amazing. His manager when she passed.
So sad.
Dude. Lipo.
I know.
So crazy. Did you know they made a law after she passed called Donda's Law? So they made a law now that when you get plastic surgery, your primary care physician has to sign off that you are in fully good health because she had an underlying heart condition. So because they hadn't had any evaluation from her primary care physician, they didn't know that when they went to the surgery. So she had, because of that underlying condition. And
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Whoa, I did not know that.
So there's a whole law passed.
Because well, that seems like a very necessary law, like crazy, going right? under for that long.
Totally. Having so tragic. But anyway, that aside, the number. Okay, so this is hilarious. I was telling Jess, I posted on my Instagram, tell me what to talk about with pop culture. And then the slide immediately after that, I posted another pic and I said, because if it was up to me, you know, I'm just going to talk about Kanye's documentary the whole episode. And then I went and looked at what everyone said. Like, I'm not joking. Half of the answers had some form of Kanye. Kanye and Kim. Kanye and Skeet. Kanye and Pete. Kanye, you know, Kanye, 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 Kanye.
Kanye.
Yay. So, okay, Lee has been our special researcher because I was, you know, I was keeping up around Valentine's Day. That was already 10 days past. That's
Yes. 2 weeks passed. There's a lot of happened.
Lord knows what's happened since.
It's been a lifetime
it
for
me. Really has. It really has.
By the way, in that first episode, isn't that so? There's like a moment where he says something like, someday, like, I'm just going to be yay. He's like, you know, like, what? You know, you really made it when you could just do half my name. Like, I'll just be yay.
Chills all over my body.
Amazing, right?
Chills all over my body. I was like, God, it's like a damn.
It's so cool.
The premonition.
Oh my God. So yeah. Anyway, okay. Lee, give us the breakdown. Yeah. So, okay, the stuff that I already know. Tell me anything that you know.
Okay.
Literally where I left off was, I know that Kanye was around Valentine's Day beefing, broke up with Julia Fox, has been posting, you know, all this craziness of screenshots, like all this shit.
Yes.
But honestly, since then, I haven't heard much in the past week. I know that he had his listening party. I know that at the listening party, apparently there are technical difficulties and he like walked like through the mic and like walked off the stage or something.
I didn't know
and then
about
when
that.
He left the listening party, he's now dating this chick who people are calling her a Kim lookalike. I mean, I get it, but that's also kind of like what every girl in that genre people looks like.
Yeah,
you know
every hot Instagram model, it's kind of the same vibe now.
Kim, when they said Kim lookalike, I literally thought it was a professional Kim Kardashian like impersonator.
Yeah. No,
and I looked then at it was her just page, a girl with like, long black hair and a big butt.
I mean, she's dressing the same way now, but doesn't Kanye dress whoever he's with? So that would make sense.
Yeah.
He was dressing Julia.
Yeah.
And she then was wearing all like the latex and the gloves and
Right.
Know, this woman he's dating now.
Yeah. I'm like, Kim look like? Okay, that seems like a stretch to try to make it a thing. But that's all I know. So will you give us the breakdown, please?
Yeah. Yes. So I've been deep in the content mines today. The big news is that Kim is legally single.
As of today.
So it's just Kim Kardashian, not Kim Kardashian.
She dropped the West.
She dropped the West.
Wow. Is that official? I wonder on her Instagram.
Shit.
When I checked, she hadn't changed it yet on Twitter, but.
Oh, really? Also, her makeup brand is KKW.
It still says Kim Kardashian West on her Instagram. So she hasn't changed that yet.
So maybe it's just legally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be, and like I said, KKW Beauty, it's, you don't want to be KK Beauty.
I'm going to make a prediction that it's going to change. She's going to change the name of it.
Of the beauty brand?
Yeah.
I guess she's all about Skims now anyway, so who even
gives
a fuck? It's
Skims, but if it's the beauty brand, I could see it just being Kim.
I was just thinking that, just Kim.
Just Kim.
Kim
Which
beauty.
Is cool.
It's kind of a move.
Yeah. Just Becca.
Yeah. that's gotta be like getting, by the way, your ex like dropping your last name is like the ultimate like Facebook blah blah blah. Is did you ever have a moment where on Facebook your ex, like maybe they had it like in a relationship still for a little bit after you guys broke up, and then the absolute trauma where it says blah 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 is single?
Yeah.
You felt that viscerally?
Yeah, I remember when Evan unrelationshiped me on Facebook.
Dude.
And I was like, how dare
that
you?
That shit is so intense.
How dare you break up with me and then not let me be the one to unrelationship on Facebook? Like, if you're the breakup-er,
I know.
You know, give the person a beat.
I know.
I think he did it not right away afterwards, but it was still fresh. Ugh. And it hurt so bad.
It hurts.
And then it's
so,
just you're just,
I know, that's
what
my ex did.
There.
It was like maybe like a week or two later. You
and
know,
I'm like, okay, like, what, are you trying to get your dick wet out there? Is that what's going on? Like, you just need to let the ladies know that you're single again. I'm like, just chill.
I remember when my ex and I like last, when we saw each other, we had already been broken up, when we had like saw each other for like the last time kind of thing.
Ugh.
Why do we do that to ourselves, by the way? Like, now as an adult, like, and as a wiser, older woman, I would never do that to myself.
No,
like,
never.
Like, I went back to college and we had been, like, broken up for a month and we, like, saw a movie.
You torture yourself in your youth. There's just, like, that desire to have that feeling, that butterfly, lightheaded feeling again, and you just force yourself, you push yourself into those situations. It's the exact same thing.
Three times, like we went and talked, and we sat in my car, and then got like a juice, and then we parted ways. And then another time, we like drove up to the lake, And I remember we were at the lake and a dead fish floated onto the shore.
You're like, that's our relationship.
Literally. You're like, this fish was dying. He like held it in his hands and we're like, this is like dark. Then we drove back from the lake. And then we...
Did you guys kiss or anything?
Not in either of those times. And then like the third time we like went and saw... And all this is by like sad, by the way. Like then we went and saw a movie the third date. And then the end of the date was like right before I was going back to school. And then we had sex. And then he... Oh, and I remember he pulled out a condom from his wallet. And I was just like... Ouch.
I just felt that so deep in my soul. Like, and then you're distracted the entire time because your brain is thinking
it was
about
terrible.
Like,
it was just sad.
He had that ready.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing was sad already. It was it was just obligatory.
God, it's terrible.
So painful.
It's terrible.
So anyway, I imagine when Kanye sees that West is out of her Instagram, it's gonna be soul crushing.
Well, I had heard that she like the reason because they're still not technically divorced.
Yeah.
Right? It's what is it
called? No, they are today though.
No, the divorce isn't technical. She's technically she's officially single, but the divorce isn't fully finalized.
Right. Really?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. And I think that after she was announced as single, I guess he is too. He fired his fourth divorce lawyer.
Can you imagine those poor guys? They're literally just like waiting by their phone every day.
By the way, has got to be like, Kanye, you know my job is not to try to stop the divorce or to try to get you back with her. Like, do you get that's not how this works? Like,
have you seen the movie Enchanted? Do you remember this movie? I watched it the other day with Ember. There's a scene where because, you know, she's like fairy princess, like Disney princess, and he's a divorce lawyer. She walks into his office and a couple comes out that's about to get divorced.
Yes.
And she starts crying and she's like, oh, no, you don't look at each other with love anymore. It's terrible. And they're like, who the hell is this?
That's so sad. She's like, oh, you must be in love. And they're like, no, we're getting a divorce. She's like, a divorce? What's a divorce?
What's divorce? That's so sad. She's just sobbing in the corner.
And then they get together at the end of the movie. Yeah.
But of course. His lawyers are like, we're just supposed to like get a good settlement situation. Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not the ones. I don't know. We're not like Patty Stanger, who's like doing a whole like matchmaker situation. Like we're not supposed to do like a new meet cute between you and Kim. Like that's not. It's not. We're not.
So
God.
So wait, when I don't get it. So they're legally single, but they're not. The divorce isn't final. The hell does that mean?
I did see her say something like in an article where she said that she pushed this because she felt like the only way for him to move forward and like really get that it's over is if like the judge would declare them legally single
so that he'll stop saying my wife.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, is that for just tax purposes or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that actually makes sense.
That's okay. Like the only legal, like, you know, that's where you put your like legal filings.
That actually makes sense because I do know someone who's like going through an amicable divorce and like that shit just takes time. Mm-hmm. And I do know that she's actually like trying to file separately for taxes.
Okay.
That actually does make sense. Okay. I get that.
But she said that one of the biggest reasons she did it was because she's like, this I think will be helpful for him to like fully acknowledge that we are not together. Like, and he needs to recognize that.
This is so funny to me that like these are the conversations they're having like on interviews. Like, she's like, I think he'll get it in his head. Oh my God.
I'm thinking about the lawyers.
It's so absurd.
And when he's been like randomly posting people who work for him and like coming for them.
Or not coming for them. No,
or not.
Or like there was the one where he's like, he's no longer working with me. He's a great guy.
Right. But like,
give him a shout out.
You know, anyone in Kanye's vicinity right now is shaking every time they pick their phone up. They're like, is today the day that I'm going to get a Kanye post that's directed
towards
me?
Did you see the one where he's just like, he's a great guy. Like, he's just a little bit too loose on the budget and I'm trying to tighten my finances. That's why we're not working together anymore.
It was literally like, you know what it was? It was sounded like a letter of recommendation for his next firm where he's
straight
just like,
up.
Just so you know, the reason it ended, he's like fantastic, but little loose on the budget. Just FYI.
I'm trying to tighten my ship around
here. So I'm trying to, you know, make sure I have $1 billion, but we're trying to tighten the ship.
Why are you posting this on Instagram? Like, some of it is you're like, Kanye, why are you posting on Instagram? And then sometimes you're going, wait, why are you posting this on Instagram? This makes no sense.
No.
Like, with just like a weird, like a LinkedIn kind of pic of this person.
Yeah, all it was zoomed like a weird zoomed in.
A group shot where you see him on his phone. He's zooming in. Okay. And post.
Yeah. You're like,
absolutely wild. Okay. So anyway, all right. Sorry, Leela. So you were saying,
yeah.
Legally single.
Do you think he fired his lawyer at 3 a.m. just texting him, fine, yeah, God?
Probably. I'm surprised it wasn't on Instagram.
Yeah, just wait for that post. Yeah.
But the other thing today is just an hour ago, he dropped a new music video on Instagram only. It's that song with him and The Game. There's the line, God save me from that crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass. Okay. This video is wild.
Is it?
So it's all claymation.
Okay.
Black and white. Kanye kidnaps and buries Pete Davidson amid roses in new animated video.
Oh my God. Oh my God. On the back of the truck, that was it was a coffin that was supposed to be Pete Davidson's coffin in the roses.
So he sent a car to her home.
Oh yeah, no.
This and was symbolizing her boyfriend in a coffin pulling.
I'm sorry, I'm smiling because he's claymation. Do you think meanwhile, I feel like Pete Davidson has been doing more interviews and stuff than ever. Have you noticed?
Thanks for this bump, my guy.
This is my time. I just want to know how, look at this, claymation. Look at this. What do you think, how do you think Pete Davidson feels about this, honestly?
All I know is that whatever Pete's doing is the right choice. Like, the fact that Pete has not been responding to this on Instagram and engaging, and that he's just kind of been avoiding it unless specifically asked, and then he kind of like sidesteps it and says something funny, I feel like is the best move, because it's also like it's not about him. It's between Kim and Kanye. And I do feel like whatever energy Pete's putting forward is good and just supportive of Kim, because clearly this is between like an ex and an ex.
Do you think and maybe like I'm just giving too much credit to the celebrities, like the part of me, the conspiracy 25% of me goes,
yeah.
Is this a publicity stunt?
Well, I do know that TMZ did catch a photo of Kanye and Tristan at dinner, like yesterday.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, clearly Kim is like, is at court trying to get this, you know. I feel like if it was just publicity, I'm like, would you go that far?
No, but you wouldn't. You wouldn't. And I do feel bad for her because this is.
No, she's like, I'm trying to just fucking live my life right now.
I'm trying to have a boyfriend.
You will not like.
Can you stop making claymation videos of you murdering my boyfriend?
It's like, I'm literally just like trying to go on like a cute trip and like go get pizza with my boyfriend. And like any second I look online, there's a car out front of my house. It's, you know what it's almost like? It's almost like Kanye is using this all as an art piece, and it is to the sit, and it's leaving Kim in like the wake, where it's like, I wonder if it's not even his actual obsession with Kim. It's his obsession with art. So it's like, I'm going to park this. Or I'm going to post
or
this.
It's his obsession with publicity.
Right. But then Kim is then having to deal with all 100%. The horrible backlash, you know, all the kids having to deal with all this shit. And now Pete having to deal with this. But, you know, Kim mostly, emotionally having to deal with all of this and explain this to her children. Like, this is what's going on.
And maybe both.
Maybe both.
And honestly, maybe the line might be pretty thin between. Yeah, not cool. Definitely not cool.
I mean,
it's harassment.
Yeah,
it's harassment
to like a high level. I mean, he moved next door.
What?
You didn't know that he moved next door to her? He moved across the street from her.
Wait, like recently?
Like 2 months ago. He bought the house like two houses down from her. Okay, quick pause, but first, sending him all the love. All the love. Broads, calling all cat owners. If you have a cat and it's an indoor cat, then the litter box is probably the bane of your existence. I don't care how much you love your precious sweet kitty. It still stinks, literally, to have a litter box in the house. But finally, there's a good solution to your litter box woes, and that is Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is the best litter ever for your cat and for you. I have two cats. I can confirm walking into a house to smell the litter box is the worst. Dude, oh my God. Sometimes when I go to other people's houses, I'm like, okay, it smells like there are 10 cats here. Even if the litter box is clean, it has that really bad chemical smell sometimes. But Pretty Litter is really different. It's made with an ultra absorbent and long lasting crystal formula that instantly traps odors. Instantly. And it doesn't contain any of the harsh chemicals that are found in other leading litter brands. So you're going to breathe easier and you won't smell a thing. And Pretty Litter is super clean. The crystal base is virtually dust-free, and it can last up to a month, which is crazy.
All of this is great, but the thing that makes Pretty Litter the best is its ability to help you keep your cat healthy. Yes, you heard that right. Pretty Litter's crystals will actually change color when early signs of potential illness are discovered, like urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats can be really good at hiding when something is wrong. Pretty Litter just gives you that extra peace of mind.
Pretty Litter works for me. It traps odors. It doesn't clump. It gives me peace of mind. You and your cat are going to love it. Go to prettylitter.com. Use code CHATTY to save 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com. Code CHATTY to save 20%. prettylitter.com/chatty. We love them.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter if you are a notorious homebody or if you're someone who loves being out and about in the town. Everyone should have a home base that they love. One of the easiest ways to make your space the one that you've always wanted is with the help of Article, the direct-to-consumer company that combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online.
If you have ever bought a piece of furniture, you know how huge that is. It's a big investment and it can be a really big search. You might think, oh, I'm being specific. I'm going to look for a tan leather four-seater couch with armrests. But then you get a million results online. Well, you don't have to have that experience anymore browsing through hundreds of tabs on some of those furniture websites. You have Article. We love Article. It's curated designs that fit into a few modern aesthetics, so it's easily browsable and shoppable all on one site. No more overwhelming feelings going on to furniture websites. Just stick to Article.
And unlike other online furniture stores, Article has the most incredible quality, amazing quality, super fast shipping, which is free, by the way, in the US and Canada and all orders over $999, and a customer care team at the ready in case you have any questions or need any help. And the best part of the whole thing, the prices. Article keeps their prices low by selling directly to you, which means that you'll save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. You have to check out the website. They have the most amazing furniture.
And Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So go to article.com/chatty and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
And then part of it, and that's the thing, is like, I don't honestly feel like I don't know how to describe this in a way that doesn't feel like I'm undermining the weight of like this, of the harassment. But it's like, it's not like he's stalking her. It's like he's fucking with her. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's not like he's like obsessed with her. It's petty. It's fucking, that's, you know what I mean? That's the vibe I get from it, is it's fucking like, oh, you're going to divorce me? Oh, I'm going to fucking, yeah, I'll move in across, I'll buy the house two doors down. I could live there.
I'm going to start doing construction on it. So you have to see that every single day.
And it is like that petty divorce shit where you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, why is our daughter, even though I agree with them on the TikTok thing with North, like, you know what I mean? Like fighting about dumb shit.
Billionaires fighting about billionaires getting divorced.
Uh-huh. And well, no, but even people who aren't billionaires being like, I don't want our kids eating meat. And it's like, well, they're at my house, they're going to eat meat.
You're seeing the billionaire version where he's putting out music videos and parking a car in front of her house that's like tied into the music video. That, by the way, it's not a coincidence that the music video dropped the day that this was all official. Like, you know, that's fully planned.
I know. And by the way, and this is the where it's like you said, it's You're like, oh my God. Because also he's like obsessed with his wife, with this Pete thing. But then he's also in the studio being like, we're going to do a claymation film. What's going to happen is then I'm going to carry the rose seeds in and I'm going to sprinkle, you know, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, there's the thought behind, I created this whole story with claymation, and because let's be honest, that takes a while,
right,
to, you know, produce and make and whatever. So that's, yeah, that's been in the works. So the car came after. So this is all definitely very much the car connected.
My vision is crystal clear with K's.
Yes. And the car was very like intentional. Like, this is the preview for my music video.
Which, by the way, he didn't even want Kim to see the car. He wanted to take a photo of the truck and post it on Valentine's Day.
Maybe the car was literally there for 2 minutes while he took a photo, and then he like it had someone drive it away. Maybe, yeah, he didn't even leave
this
it there.
This is all about his fucking stunt. Even though it is
pure harassment.
Right.
And you're leaving so many people in the wake of this and hurting so many people. Madness.
I mean, and this is where you know that he truly does not give a, well, I actually don't think this is a bad thing, but like his latest album, you know how he sold it on the stem player thing? Mm-hmm. That's like $200. And someone the other day said that they're like, he's alienating his audience. And I'm like, yeah, and you think he cares?
No.
Not at all.
Of course not.
Did you see this photo I just said?
Doesn't he refer to himself as a god?
That's been years. He's right. Been saying that shit for years. Saying.
So it's like, you think he cares about like people not being able to get his record?
Look at this picture he posted. Stemware coming soon. Did you see this, Lee?
Oh my God.
It's someone like... in this like white plastic bag shirt, which looks like it has a little pocket for the stem player.
No, but it's crazy. Part of my research was going on the stem player Discord server.
Yes.
And there's like 100,000 members on this. And I think people are buying it. They're like talking about, I ordered mine. Where is it? Talking about how great it is.
Do people like it?
Yeah.
Because I actually did hear from someone. They were like, dude, it's sick. Like you can isolate like all the different like beats and stuff on every track.
Of course, this is going to be the next big thing because he touched it. And it's like, you know, it's going to, the stock market, you know, it's going to, STEM right now is just.
STEMware is.
Time to invest. Jeez.
Yeah,
STEMware. Yeah, get on the ground floor with STEMware because it could be the new Yeezy.
Remember like when, did you guys see the post he did about NFTs where he was, did you see this?
I posted
it on my close friends because I thought it was so fucking funny. He posted, let me find it real quick. Do you know what I'm talking about, Lee? Oh, he posted literally just a piece of paper and he said, my focus is on building real products in the real world.
Oh, yeah.
Real food, real clothes, real shelter. Do not ask me to do a fucking NFT. Yay. And then at the bottom, ask me later.
The most Gemini thing I've ever seen. Do not even say the word NFT to me. We'll talk about it later.
Ask me later. So I'm like, she's probably going to do some sort of like STEM related like
NFT. It'll be a full NFT. Like thing. His entire new album will be an NFT. This is probably
leading up to an NFT.
1,000%. That was the trailer for his NFT.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about that's happened, recent developments?
With Kanye?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe we should talk about at the end, there is a disclaimer of the video where he's like, everyone lived happily ever after except Skeet, and then he crosses it out, you know who, and then the last title card is JK, he's fine.
Sorry.
I mean it's absolutely wild. Like,
everyone, it's ridiculous.
He crosses his name out and then says, just kidding,
JK, he's fine.
Okay. I predict something. I'm gonna
You've been prophesying a lot lately. I like this. I like it.
I'm just putting it out into the universe.
I like it.
Not that I'm saying I want this to happen.
Okay.
My prediction is that soon we will see a Kanye performance on SNL.
That seems like a big prediction.
I believe it will be, he will perform on SNL, and there will be a whole thing between him and Pete Davidson, like, you know, Kanye entering into 30 Rock, and there's a weird thing outside crossing paths where there, you get paparazzi shots, and there's a whole and then there's going to be tons of publicity because of whatever drama ensues at SNL.
Here's my prediction.
Or they become friends.
I was going to say, here's my prediction. Mm-hmm. You give yours, here's mine. I think that Skeet will be at one of his live shows for like Donda 2, 3, 17, something like that. Where 1, he's going to like come on stage, you know, or yeah, they're going to, or even better, or it will actually be Pete Davidson in like a glass coffin that they're going to like pull through the arena, like around.
Yeah, and,
like,
but he'll actually do it. And or like, he could do that on SNL. It could literally be like on SNL during this song, like Kanye will perform it with The Game, and Pete Davidson will be on the stage in some, you know.
Oh, that's good.
There's going to be something.
In like a coffin all dressed up or something.
And God knows if Pete and Kim break up, Kanye will be reaching out to Pete Davidson.
Well, and this is another thing that I wonder. Now, one, I'm not saying that she should do this because she should by no means have her crazy ass ex ruling her life. But you do have to wonder, like, at what point would you just go, let's, you know, I mean, why
maybe she has like thousands of times.
No. I mean, why is Kim dating Pete Davidson?
Oh, because she likes him.
That's the first thing, even before the Kanye, where I'm like, what's going on here?
Listen, this is all publicity. So, like, why are you dating him, though? Because,
why?
Like,
I know you're trying to do a whole, like, Courtney and Travis for, like, a cool couple, but you guys are weird as fuck together.
I love them together because I feel like there's been all these, then, like, paparazzi shots of, like, her out getting pizza. And I feel like, I'm like, oh my God. Someone like Pete, it would make sense to me why she would be so into him. Because
it makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
He makes her like she is a tycoon ruler of the galaxy and is probably just, I mean, the level of stress 24/7.
She's having fun with him.
So to have someone come home who like admires you so much and like, you know, but they can make you laugh when you're talking about what you're stressed out with. He's in the industry, so he gets it, but he's so much less than her. And it's different because it's comedy and like.
But also what bothers me is that it is at the same time, even though she probably does like him, such a fucking publicity stunt. Like if he was not on the status that he was at right now.
Well,
because he's at the top of his top right now.
Let's be honest. The first photo that was ever taken with them was at Disneyland, exactly, which is so public. So it's like,
exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
When you can avoid being seen.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like if she was actually like in love with him and he wasn't who he is right now in the media for whatever reason, it would not be the way it is where they're like holding hands going to get pizza. Like, and so there is something about me that just like something about it that rubs me the wrong way. Cause she's like, now I'm going through my like single relatable Kim moment where I'm dating like someone normal, like Pete.
But I love it.
It makes me livid. You know what? You know why it makes me livid? Because I want stars like her to act like they are kings and queens of the universe.
Okay.
I want them in their private
islands.
You want
them to be untouchable.
I want them on their private islands. I want them on their yachts. I want them doing their little thing with their bougie booze. Mm-hmm. I don't want this shit of like, we're going to Disneyland and we're getting pizza because we're just like you. You're not. Stay in your lane. Remember that famous tweet where she's like, who's buying a lotto ticket tonight or something? And someone, there's like this famous meme where Kim tweeted like, you know, like it was the biggest lottery ever, you know, like who's going to buy a ticket? Oh. And someone tweeted under her and was just like, stay in your fucking lane, Kimberly. Like, don't let us poor people have something.
You're going to try to buy lotto tickets now for real?
It was some shit like that. That's how I feel, where I'm so just funny. Like, know your place, stay in your lane. Eat at Nobu, stay on your private
islands.
Shut
down all of Nobu and go eat there.
Yes. Shut down all of Nobu. Don't be walking down your little New York City street going to get a little Sparrows.
Only go to Soho House where you can't have a camera out. Like, you know those. Yeah. No. I hear you.
That's how I feel.
Do you know that I worked with them one time forever ago?
Did you?
I did. So back when I was doing PR, one of the companies that we were working with was like this like kids like baby, it was so random. It was like this boutique baby store. Mm-hmm. And one of the women who owned it was like really good friends with Chris. And so at one of the events, the Kardashians showed up. So I was there like helping work and like setting up the press with what was going on. And so I met Chloe and Kim and Chris.
Was this like 2013?
No. Yeah, what am I saying? Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, okay.
In my brain, that when you said that, I was like, Ember was born. No, that's 2015. Yeah, so like, yeah, 2000.
And it's like, they're huge, but it's like,
they weren't what they are now. Yeah. But like, the Kardashians was a big show. So yeah. I remember being like, oh my God, it's the Kardashians. Yeah. But no, it wasn't even close. In fact, if anything, actually, it was before Evan and I were married. So it was like 2011, okay. Probably. I will say, all very lovely, you know.
Professional.
Very professional. Yeah. That's, you know, that was the big vibe. It was like, oh, these women came in and they are on a schedule and they are kind and they are gracious to everyone who's around, but they are professional. Uh-huh. There's no extra chit chat, but also very polite to everybody around. Yeah. So I had a nice experience, I will say. Yeah. Of course, Chris. I was like, oh my God, a god coming in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Runs the show.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
I loved Kanye's post about what's his face?
Corey.
About Corey. And then at the bottom when he's talking about Chris and he's like, I love Chris. Like, I respect her, even though she told everyone not to listen to me or whatever. It's because she was protecting her family. And I was like, yes.
Can give us a shout out to Chris.
I can't. Okay, so I feel like we so Pete, so this is what I was gonna say. Like, at a certain point, like I said, not saying that her ex should dictate her life, but I almost, especially if it's like really bothersome, I would almost be like, hey, let's do a public break or something. Like, it's like not like she's gonna marry this guy. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no. this is like a newly single fun boy toy thing.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see?
I don't know. I just can see it.
Why do you believe in them so much?
I don't know. I don't know, but I feel like it's
going to... Are you doing one of these psychic love moments?
I just feel like... I don't think it's going to be forever by any means.
Okay.
But I think it's going to go longer than we think it's going to.
How long? Tell us. Tell us. Tell the people. We must know.
Well, I'm going to say we'll go 8 more months.
Okay.
And I think is going to happen at some point is that Kim will get spotted out with a ring and everyone's going to freak out. And so the rumor will be that they're secretly engaged, even though they're not.
Yeah, publicity.
But there's going to be
once things died down, the divorce is final, then she's going
to. Well, now she's technically legally single. Now all's fair. Right. I think there's going to be a question engagement moment. I mean,
pregnant question mark.
Yes. Yeah. A couple of those.
I don't know if she can have more babies. But anyway.
I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway, some commitment sign. Some major commitment sign.
Yeah. I think that's going to get leaked to the press. Everyone's going to think that they're secretly married or engaged or something. And then they'll break up maybe about a month after that.
Good call. It's a pretty good call.
But I do think she really likes him. Yeah. I do feel that.
Well, I'm sure she likes him.
The whole world seems to.
Not me. Did you see
fucking not me.
I don't know what's funny about that. Nope. Mm-mm. Goofy ass looking hair. Did you see the thing? Did you see his like bedroom tour?
Yes, I did.
That was where I was like, no.
Yeah, no, that
I draw the line here. You fucking slob. What are you, 18?
Yeah, that was a little upsetting to see the bedroom tour. That was upsetting. That gave me like big Tyler Cameron energy. I was like, this is some TC, like Matt James living together energy.
100. Where's the beanbag, you know? Like, where's the giant slip and slide?
Where are the race car beds?
Where's the mini fridge as a nightstand?
Yeah.
That was the vibe.
Oh, there had to have been numerous mini fridges holding up certain things in that room. Like, it was insane.
So that's another thing that angers me. I'm like, you have money. Why aren't you on some sick ass floating platform bed with some cool lighting fixture?
He doesn't care about material things,
makes me mad.
He doesn't care about the material. He's here for a good time. Like, he's just here to like make connections. But like the material, it just doesn't mean anything.
I'm like,
he's here to make people laugh.
I'm livid. That makes me so angry. Stop not trying. Stop trying to not try. You at this point,
you're like, you've done it.
When you have that much money and your bedroom looks like that, you are actively rejecting.
Yes.
You are actively rejecting a housekeeper, an interior designer. Like, at this point, you're having to bat away people who are trying to improve your living situation.
Do you think that was fake?
That's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that he's got some bougie ass penthouse?
Now, if.
And that was like, you know, like on the
like
Bachelor.
That's his guest room
when they,
like,
they bring in the fake houses for the parents to be in. Like, that was a fake setup to make him look relatable.
That makes me far less angry, the possibility of mm-hmm. that.
Maybe it was Kim's idea. That sounds like a Chris idea if ever I've heard one.
But in that case, they're just trying to bait Kanye at this point.
Yeah.
Did you see that in someone's tweet where it was like, if I saw that my ex was getting, what did they say? If I saw my ex was getting piped on one of those Murakami pillows, like, I'd lose my shit too.
My ex. There's no way Kim's staying there.
That's just, no. I wouldn't.
I bet he's got some nice place somewhere. Maybe, you know what? Here's a thought.
He's loaded. It does give me TCGG vibes.
Yes.
Where you're like, Gigi never went to his house. You're right? Like,
100% Gigi never went and stayed with TC. My bet is, because Pete Davidson's got to be loaded, right?
Yeah.
I bet he has numerous property. First of all, he's the king of Staten Island. You know, he's probably got a nice place there. He's probably got a really nice place right next to 30 Rock for SNL. He's probably got a place in Los Angeles. And maybe that was his first home. And he's kept it just kind of there as like this spot to like remember the good old days when he was like making his way. And then they just kind of made it look like that.
No, you might be right. This is... then again, no. It says... He buys New York bachelor pad, and that's from 2021, and it is indeed the room that he did the interview in, by the way. That's his property. Also, but it is so staged, because like in the back corner, it's like he has a impeccably clean bong. So an assistant definitely went out and bought that bong to put on the table.
Yes.
100%. That makes me livid. And then they also planted, they're like, oh my God, there's a Kim Saint candle next to it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Also, the assistant bought it.
But I'm saying...
So it is a troll, yeah.
Okay, let's just say that is his one property, that they made it, that they put different furniture in, made it look bong, Kim candle, a whole vibe again to make him look like everyman. And like, actually, as soon as they were done, they put back the floating bed.
But that's the thing, though, is like the rug and the furniture like isn't bad enough to be a troll. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like nice enough to be a thing where he's like, yeah, that's nice. I'll get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ah, oh, look at him too. Oh, he makes me so angry. Okay, well, all right. So is that, do we need to know anything else? Do we need to know anything else about Kim and Kanye and Skeet?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Although I think one funny thing was that I'm on this like Kanye STEM player Discord. And if you search Pete in the
Lee doing the dirty search, work,
you get like 400 hits. And then you type in Skeet and it's like 10,000.
People are like, we will not acknowledge him by his real name. He is Skeet.
Here's another thing I'm going to predict. I think next will be photographed Kim and Pete out holding hands. He will be wearing a shirt that says, hi, my name is Skeet.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know.
What if he legally changes his name to Skeet?
That would be... Oh, that would make me angry.
I know you'd hate that. I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people would love that, but I know you would hate that.
I would hate it. I would be like, stop trying to act like you don't care.
Stop being so ironic.
So that's the thing. In my head, I'm like, oh, Pete probably is loving this, but I also love and am angered by him, by the idea of him being panicking and being like, Kim, but I don't think he's doing that, actually. I really don't think he's doing anything. Because he went on SNL and then was making fun of him the same week all this was going on.
Yeah.
All's this.
Yeah, I don't know. There's back stuff, too, where, like, you can't help but kind of be curious about with, like, some of his back stuff with, like, Ariana.
Right.
With Mac Miller and everything. What do you mean? You know, Mac Miller and Ariana used to be together. Yeah. And then when... Pete and Ariana started to date, apparently, Pete... Now, I don't know. See, here's the thing. Like, Mac Miller might have been then relentlessly trying to, like, break them up or hitting up Pete, almost kind of doing what Kanye is now doing to Pete. Because at one point, Pete then apparently sent illicit images of him with Ariana to Mac Miller.
Pete did?
Yes. To just be like, stop, like, we're together, and then sent illicit images. And then Mac Miller passed away. And then Ariana was like, that's, I think, one of the reasons where then she like shut Pete down. Because it was like,
how would people know that he sent those images though? That seems like, how would people know that?
I don't remember. I'm like, did he talk about it or did Ariana talk about it?
Oh, I'm not. Can you look this up, Lee?
Yeah.
About and then see what you can find on that. Meanwhile, also a shout out to Bachelor Nation real quick that Colton is engaged.
He is indeed. I'm going to turn the air on as we say this.
Yeah, political. More than a commentator, a strategist.
I had Lee look up the deets on this man.
Okay.
Give us the rundown.
411 of Colton's new fiance.
Jordan C. Brown, 39 years old, political strategist.
39, he's 9 years older than Colton. Cute. Yeah, okay.
But apparently he's been working in politics for 20 years. So that means like,
wait, what do you say? He's been, here, I can put on these. Maybe then I can hear you. You're soft. You're
speak up.
Soft-spoken.
You're a wonderful soft spoken. Oh, now I can hear you clearly. Okay, go ahead.
So he, Jordan C. Brown,
yes,
is a political strategist, and he worked on like John Kerry, like every big Democratic campaign. So John Kerry, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton,
wow,
Pete Buttigieg. There's like a Insta photo of him with Gavin Newsom.
Oh wow! And so he's like a big time in the Democratic
like career
world.
Politician or like political strategist. Like he started when he was 19, apparently.
Colton would end up with someone who's like this.
I was about to say
world renowned political strategist
feels in line with Colton Underwood. It's just a different world. Colton was a strategist in the reality TV world, and this man is one in the political world.
Yeah, but also the celeb world too. Like he's got all these famous friends,
you know,
like BFFs with Olivia Wilde and like Scooter Braun and all these people.
So Colton's playing in the big leagues now.
Yeah,
Colton's like the parties that Colton was going to before was a little more Revolve, and now the parties he's going to are a little more Washington. We're having some heavy hitting parties over here.
Were you able to find out when they got together?
Oh, that.
I think they've been dating. I remember him seeing a photo with this guy a while ago.
Yeah, I found a timeline. So they were first seen together, or at least like they were seen together in September of last year.
Okay. Okay.
And then December 1st last year, he confirmed to Us Weekly they're dating.
Okay.
Okay, so you were talking like 3 months ago.
Yeah, kind of quick. And then, what is it? December 6th, Instagram official.
Okay, okay.
And engaged already.
Yeah, then January this year, they bought a house here in LA. And then they got engaged like, what? Oh, like the other day.
Yes. Interesting. Okay. Well, we had predicted that perhaps Colton was going to try to...
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see this coming.
No, I thought he was going to maybe try to become The Bachelor again. You know, or like he had his Netflix show. So I didn't know if he was going to try to get into some reality, like him finding a partner. Also, and try to break in that way.
Also, I'm not going to lie. Like, this guy's look and everything, like, I just wasn't exactly expecting. He kind of looks like he's... Also, this guy looks a lot older than 39. I'm not going to lie.
Well, let's be honest. In the political world, so stressful.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's like everyone grays. But the way he dresses
too, he looks like my, like he reminds me of like my friend's dad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's kind of the vibe that he's giving. And I just didn't picture Colton with my friend's dad.
It's surprising. But again, he's a powerful player.
Just another one of Colton's moves.
He's connected to a lot of really famous, powerful people.
Well, mazel. Happy for them. Hope they live a long life full of happiness.
And also all the love always to Cassie. Jeez.
I mean, Cassie's got someone new.
I know. She's been with been with her boyfriend for a while. Honestly, I'm just more talking about the trauma from Colton and the stalking.
Yeah, she's probably honestly sick of people talking about Colton in relation to her. She's like, can we please just put
that it's true. It's true.
Two chapters, three completely years
separate,
of my life to
completely
bed.
Separate.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway.
Can I mention one quick thing before we leave?
Yes.
I would like to talk about what has been floating around on TikTok recently, that since Tom Brady officially retired, there has been conversation about Gisele, right? Gisele Bündchen. I never know how to pronounce her last name. Supermodel, wife to Tom Brady. She's a witch.
Yeah.
And there's literal footage of him getting, he was like doing some Gillette, event where they were interviewing him while he was getting a shave. And he starts to talk about it. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, my wife, either like, oh, talk about your relationship with your wife. He's like, oh, she's my rock. She's always there for me. Like, you know, she's so part of my career. Like, she sets up altars for me before games. And she like tells me, and he's literally talking about how she like has him say certain prayers and meditations before, and how she has like had a year where she was like, honey, this is going to be your year. This is going to be the successful year for you. So these are the things you need to do and the mantras you need to say and the crystals that you need to wear to make sure that that happens before every game. And then like the next year she goes, I just want to let you know, this is not going to be your year. It's going to be okay. These are the mantras that we're going to do. The altars I'm going to set up to push you through the next year. And then the year she said it was going to be his year wins the Super Bowl. Year she says it's not, doesn't win the Super Bowl.
No way.
Yes. And then she has said to him, well, I'm a witch. And so he has said all these things. So you're like, all of Tom Brady's success, his witch wife. His witch supermodel wife is behind all of it.
Really?
Yes, yes. So everyone's just like, Tom Brady, oh my God. Sure, he's talented. But it's Gisele who's making sure that he wins every single one of those games. Because she is a proper witch.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to look more into that.
You're going to have to dive into it because honestly, I'm not a football person. So I never really like cared about the Tom Brady Gisele thing. But as soon as I saw that, now I'm very invested. Very invested at the idea that like the most famous successful football player in the world is fueled by a witch supermodel.
Last thing I want to bring up. Wait, Lee, what did I thought I asked you to look up, see if you could find out something related to Kim and Kanye and Pete, and now I don't remember. Oh yeah, the nudes thing.
Oh yeah, the nudes thing. Yeah.
Did
it,
you?
Oh,
nudes?
It was with you mean with with,
sorry,
Pete, with Pete and Ariana.
My words aren't matching my brain.
Oh no.
You said that I was like, was there like how do people know about the thing of like Pete potentially sending something of him with Ariana
Miller.
Let's dive into the tweets from a few years ago.
From
according to TMZ, Pete Davidson sent intimate photos with Ariana to Mac Miller as a way to end the rapper's hopes about her. Ariana discovered this weekend from Mac's relatives and ended the relationship.
Holy shit. So that happened after Mac had passed.
But I don't know if, like, I still got a fact check. I don't know if it's, like, real.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, like I said, I hadn't fact checked, but I had seen those articles. Yeah.
Whoa. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think people have come out and say, like, he didn't send the intimate photos.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone would know that.
Well, like I'm just more saying because Mac passed away, if then those were discovered on his phone later.
Yeah.
Probably a rumor. Oh, okay. I think I found it too. I think it was a rumor.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Pete. Just proof that you just shouldn't
TMZ
declares.
No, here's the problem is that the rumor started because someone said according to TMZ, but then there was no actual TMZ never reported that. Someone said, according to TMZ, for starters.
Well, not only is it not TMZ, it's just a tweet about TMZ that they never...
that TMZ didn't actually do. So, although apparently... yeah, anyway. So, the fact that also Kanye was calling Pete Hillary Clinton's ex-boyfriend...
I don't even know. Was that just because of a photo?
I mean, we don't know why he's calling him Skeet either.
Well, Skeet.
Like Skeet Skeet.
Yeah.
Skeet.
Like Skidmark.
That's still kind of... Isn't Skeet like cum?
Was it cum?
I think...
Is it cum?
Kanye, I think on his
Skidmark
tweet,
cum. It's all the same.
He said it's some Chicago thing. He's like for Skeet, like Chicago people would know. But I don't know.
Okay.
I'm like, can a Chicagoan broad call in and let us
Chicago
know?
Please stand up.
Please send a DM and tell us exactly what this means. Please and thank you.
Oh my. Well, anyway, I think that wraps our Pop Broads episode. What a shit show.
I mean, listen, we learned a lot. I can't believe that music video. I have to know. I gotta go
you
watch
gotta
this.
Watch it. I started Lee, watching it. You. I had a plane while we were talking. Thank you for your hard-hitting reporting.
So
also,
appreciate it.
Oh, another thing I had you look up, will you tell us real quick what the Oscar nominations are for Best Picture? Because I want to see if I've actually watched any of them. When are the Oscars? Does anyone know?
Anybody? Yeah. Does anybody know when the Oscars are?
You don't know? March 27th. Okay, so here's the reason why I wanted... lead to read off the list is because I was also thinking maybe we could try to watch them and try to make predictions.
Oh, that's fun.
I thought that could kind of be a fun episode.
Yeah, say which ones we liked too. Give her a little info about them.
Yes.
Reporting live from Chatty Broads.
So Broads, you guys try to watch all of them too, so that way you know what the fuck we're talking about. Okay.
Okay, so here are the Best Picture nominees.
Okay. Let's each go with each one, say if we watched it or not. Okay, go.
Belfast?
No. Never even heard of it.
Me neither. Coda?
No. Never heard of it.
Don't Look Up?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That's the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Yeah. Drive My Car?
Never heard of it.
Nope.
Dune?
Heard of it.
Haven't seen it.
I heard it was good.
I know Evan watched that one.
Great did too.
It was good. It was good.
Okay.
King Richard.
Yes, that's the movie Michaela's in with Will Smith.
Didn't watch it, but I will.
Okay, Broads.
Did you watch it?
It's so good.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. First of all, it's nominated for everything, and our girl Michaela is amazing in it. You have to watch it. It's so, so good. You will bawl. You'll be,
I'm excited. I actually forgot about that. Yeah. I meant to watch it. Wow. It's so cool.
Incredible. Yeah.
And then we have Licorice Pizza.
Never heard of it. No, I have heard of it.
Heard it was good. Did not see it.
Okay.
Nightmare Alley.
This is a lot of movies to watch.
No, I don't like Becca. Thanks so much.
I'm panicking.
The Power of the Dog.
No.
I feel like I've heard of this. Have you seen this? Have you seen any of these, Lee, besides Dune?
I've only seen Dune and Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
And then the last one is West Side Story.
That got nominated for Best Picture?
Wow. No, I have not seen that.
I haven't seen that either. I thought it was going to be a dud.
Apparently Best Picture.
Yeah. I feel like not a lot of hype about the Oscars this year, kind of.
No.
Well, I'm hyping up King Richard, and if it doesn't win, I freak.
Do you think they're going to do Don't Look Up? If they do, that's going to make me mad.
Yeah, that's going to really make me mad. I'm sorry. Like, it was a very interesting, unique movie. It was an interesting watch, but, like, you're going to compare that to King Richard for Best Picture?
Well, also, or the other 11 movies we haven't seen.
And I'm not sure. Those other ones all might be incredible. Like,
Did you like Don't Look Up?
I have really mixed feelings about it.
I think I would feel the same.
I enjoyed watching it. It was an experience, but it had... Do you remember that like pandemic video that all these actors made?
Imagine.
It had big Imagine energy.
Yes.
And I couldn't get that out of my head.
That's a perfect comparison.
We have to do something.
That is such a perfect comparison.
Also, this, yeah, I could see it as this vibe too of like the people have to do something, like stop ignoring things. And it's like, yeah, everyone who participated in this movie is on the most insane multi-million dollar salary. And it's this idea of like, people just don't care. And it's like, yeah, most people are working 55 hours a week for minimum wage, driving their three kids to daycare that they can't afford every day.
And it's also just like, how many private jets did you take during like the past like 3 months? Right. Like,
people just don't care. Right, right, it's like, right.
Yeah, people are just out there trying to survive right now. Okay. Right. Which, true, climate change, very important. Yeah. But like when they're all doing it, it's a little bit like, okay.
Last thing before we end, speaking of imagined vibes, we're not going to go in depth into it, but I wanted to share this. Okay. First of all, you guys, if you haven't seen, I have it written down.
It's Anna or Anna.
Oh, Anna Lynn McCord.
Thank you. So, by the way, I guess she was in 90210 or something.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her.
She's a poet, and she did this whole thing about Vladimir Putin, if I was your mother. Just watch it. We don't even need to go into it.
I'm disassociating while you speak.
I need to tell you two things that she said, or no, one thing that she said in defense of it. After it went viral, because people were just like, this is so funny, she said this. Oh, no. When BuzzFeed News asked about her reasons for writing the poem, I know how I could have easily moved into the direction of becoming a dictator myself. If certain circumstances of my life were different, were I a little less bent towards healing and more towards vindication, I could have been a darkly powerful person.
I feel like the room's spinning.
She's blonde, drunk. She's drunk with power.
This blonde 90210 woman who probably is currently living in Laurel Canyon or in the hills somewhere is out of her mind.
She does look like she lives in fucking Laurel Canyon.
She's got to live in Laurel Canyon. She's currently drinking a green juice. She's meditating on a carpet. I mean, like this woman is out. When I saw that video,
the fact that
I could not
believe. By the way, that she says, not only like, look, I get if she says, I could have gone a direction where I could have been like a very dark, vindictive person. But she thinks that she could have been
a dictator,
a darkly powerful dictator. It sounds like you want that, sweetie. Sounds like deep down you're a little disappointed you didn't get more power from your dark side.
Oh my God.
I could have been a dictator myself.
That's like, there's some really there's some really beautiful things about having social media. And then one of the not so beautiful things about it is that someone like this, who, you know, because she's like, I'm an actress, I'm on a TV show, so like I should be like putting my thoughts out there, has the access to publicly read this poem and
blaming, by the way, the Ukrainian crisis on Vladimir Putin's mother.
Yeah, blame it on the mom.
Blame it on the mom.
Yeah.
And with that, broad.
Oh my God, chat soon. I'm gonna be ill. Chat soon.
Chat soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.